Over the past decade, we have saved 1.4 million lives. This represents a little bit less than half of all the cases have been prevented. So we have made very big progress. However, there remains the second half to look after and to maintain the progress we have made to date. So we have come from far, we have good impact, and we need to double the volume of our work to come to grips with this disease everywhere at all times.
When you say progress has been made, what regions have you seen progress and where are you seeing more work is needed?
More work is needed, in particular in Nigeria, DRC, but also in Asia. Indonesia comes to mind. Then we have countries where health systems are not yet reaching everybody at national scale. The smaller countries tend to have had better impact just because it's a lesser challenge to deliver to a few million population rather than to tens of millions of population.
The theme of this year's World Malaria Day is invest in the future, defeat malaria. What kind of investment is the Rollback Malaria looking at?
Investment in getting rid of malaria will help countries improve their economic performance, and we hope to reduce inequities so people have more jobs, better employment, a better livelihood in a way. So investing into the future is also investing not just to get rid of malaria but to improve livelihoods of people. I think malaria has shown that each dollar spent is a dollar well spent. For each dollar invested in malaria control, $40 are gained in terms of productivity, household incomes. So it's a high-yielding investment. But to reach everybody of these 200 million cases worldwide requires also engagement by national governments. And that's where we haven't seen strong commitment in many countries.
One of the major drawbacks that has been cited in the fight against malaria is the emergence of parasites that are resistant to the new drugs that are available and also the presence of fake malaria control drugs, especially in Africa. What programs are there to tackle these two issues?
They're very much linked in a way. The appearance of drug resistance is linked to the fact that you don't take a full course of treatment. If you happen to consume substandard quality drugs, you're not taking enough dose of medicine to kill all parasites. That's clearly a very big risk factor for the emergence of resistance. And the second one is, even though you get the good quality product, you decide not to take the 3 days treatment, but you stop after 2 days or 1 day because you feel already better. To date, there is a big threat that resistance will happen. Right now, the drug is still working in nearly all cases. So what we're trying to do is delay the appearance of resistance against the current drugs, because new drugs are in the pipeline, but they will not become available before maybe the next 2 years.
Which areas are worst affected by the parasite-resistant drugs?
Well, the place that is most affected and where this phenomenon was first observed is Cambodia. So it's basically the Mekong River Basin, where through very high mobility of the population, this resistance has been detected first. However, since the end of last year, there are also signs that in Suriname and Guyana in South America, similar parasites become similarly less sensitive to the current recommended treatment.
Has the resistance emerged in Africa, which is the worst affected by malaria?
To date, we haven't documented cases of less sensitive parasites in Africa. However, as you know, the more one looks, the better one finds. And we haven't maybe looked well enough. It is likely that somewhere in Africa, reduced sensitivity to the current drugs is probably also present. What this tells us is all our effort must focus on prevention. The less cases we have, the less cases we need to treat. And secondly, those cases we treat, we must make sure it's only the cases with malaria that we treat. So we must promote diagnosis before treatment to contain the threat of resistance emergence.
There has been recent talks about a malaria vaccine. How soon is this going to happen? What is in the pipeline?
There is a new category of vaccine that is being developed, that's very promising, but from past experience, we know this takes 15, 20 years before it would hit the ground.